Okay, so we're up to Perek Tes Mishnah Bay. So Al Azikin V'Al Azvaos, on comets and earthquakes, V'Al HaBarakim V'Al HaRa'amim, and on lightning and on thunder, V'Al HaRuchos, and on very powerful winds, Omer, we say the bracha, Baruch Shekocho Gvurato Malei Olam, that God's might fills the whole world. That's the blessing we make on these natural wonders. Al HaHarim V'Al HaGvaos, V'Al HaYamim V'Al HaNeharos V'Al HaMidbaros, so on mountains and great hills, and great bodies of water, and rivers, and on deserts, Omer, we say the blessing, Baruch Osem Asabrishis, we bless God for creating the world. Rabbi Huda Omer, Haroa Es Hayam HaGadol, so Rabbi Huda says, no, when a person sees a great body of water, Omer, Baruch Shasa Hayam HaGadol, they should say the Baruch specifically that God made a great body of water. It seems to be a bit of a machlokas of Ashkenazim and Sephardim, which bracha you should say. I think either or works. Bizman Shiro, so Lefrakim, but make sure that you don't say it every time you go down to Jones Beach, you know, to say the bracha on the Atlantic Ocean. It's really the general opinion is that if you don't see it within 30 days, then you should make the blessing. Now, there's a difference. So someone like myself, who just moved here from Memphis, so I haven't seen an ocean in a year, so when I saw the Atlantic Ocean, I did make a bracha. Now, let's say you live in Merrick, New York, and you just haven't been to the beach in a while. So in that case, even if you haven't been for a while, I would recommend not making a bracha. It's really only if you've been away from anywhere near an ocean for a long time, then you would not make the bracha. Then you would make the bracha in that case. But again, if you live here and you, for whatever reason, you just haven't gone in a few months, I would not make the bracha when you see the ocean. When you see rain, which is like good for your crops and things like that, and you hear good news, you bless God for good things. And when you hear something bad that happened, you make the blessing of Baruch L'Animus, that God is the true judge. That's very famously what we say when we hear a person, God forbid, passes away. That's the thing we say, that we bless God for being a true judge. Even though it's bad, we still bless God, because everything he does, we know, is part of a master plan. Gimel, Bana Vayetz Chadash, when a person builds a new house, V'Kana Kelim Chadashim, or he acquires new vessels, new dishes, or the like, Umer Baruch Shachianu, he says the blessing of Shachianu, Mevarech Al HaRa'a Me'ina Tovah, the Mishnah says that you should make a blessing on something that's bad, which has some good in it, V'Al HaTovah Me'ina HaRa'a, and you should make a blessing on good, which has some bad on it. So, obviously, if you make a blessing on something that's totally bad, and you make a blessing on something that's totally good, you make a blessing on something that kind of has like a 60-40, you know, 60 good and 40 bad. The point of the mission is that if you make a blessing, if you see something bad that has a little good, then you would still make the bracha of Dayan Emes, and if you see something good that has a little bad, you would still make the bracha of Hatova Hamitiv. Hatsoik l'sha'avar, harei zot tefilah shav. If a person cries out to God, if a person prays to Hashem on something that has already happened in the past, we consider that a tefillah in vain. We don't like doing those things. Okay, so what's an example of something like this? Haisa ishto mi'uberes v'amar yiratzon shetelet ishti zachar. Once a person knows that their wife is pregnant, he should not then make a prayer to God to request what gender it should be, because we know that the gender is already decided once the conception happens. So we don't like doing things like that. Harizo tefillah shav, this is a tefillah in vain. Hey, Avava Derech, let's say a guy is coming, he's entering to the city, as he's entering in, he hears some terrible cry out from the city, someone screaming help or something terrible like that. And he makes the blessing, he makes a prayer that these should not be people who are from my household, that it be someone else's household. In that case, Harizo tefillah shav, that's also considered a prayer in vain, because again, the action already happened, so you can't make a prayer on something. You can't ask God for a miracle on something that had already occurred. So, for example, we know that in theory, if God wanted to change something, he could, right? If God wanted to, if the baby is 7 months old and everyone knows that it's a girl, and we know, and God wanted to change it to a boy, he does have the capability to do that. But in general, we don't like to pray for such a revealed miracles. That's not something that we do. So all these things would be considered tefillot in vain, prayers in vain. Okay, well, I'll stop right here.